I blinked, and I was there, among the dark, looming trees that swung around with the wind, between the tall grass that tickled my legs, above the moss-covered rocks that sparkled in the moonlight. I was in the middle of it, sticking out like a polar bear in a scorching desert. For a moment, I felt vulnerable. I was disturbing the peace that existed before I showed up. Without time to elaborate that thought, I began to run. My feet, encased in tight rubber shoes, bounced as I sprinted over the slippery moss. Jagged fragments of rocks scattered the ground. I watched them carefully, attempting to avoid the inevitable injury if I continued at my current speed. But I knew that injury was only temporary, so I sped up. Naked branches clawed at my face as I wove in and out of the trees. My loose brown hair tangled in the branches, but I didn't stop to yank the strands free. Instead, I felt them rip out of my scalp, one by one, and leave a trail behind me. I felt like a dog shedding its coat. I didn't know who I was leaving a trail for. My group didn't need one to find me. We had already found each other. By the time I recognized the brown, curly head of hair peeking out from behind the bushes, I was practically on top of him. I dug my heels into the dirt to stop my momentum, but I had been running too fast. We abruptly collided. I hit the ground with a violent thud, feeling the rocks push up against my back. His body landed on top of mine, his hair spilling onto my sweaty face. I groaned, unable to expand my diaphragm under the weight of his body. He immediately pushed himself off the ground with his giant hands and brushed the dirt from his jumpsuit. "Watch where you're going, shorty," he said, breaking the silence of the forest. I rubbed my forehead, feeling a sharp pain. He bent over me and offered his hand. I took it, and he hoisted me up. I started. He looked at my forehead, and his eyebrows crinkled. "It's just a scratch. You'll be fine," he said, reaching to wipe the trickle of blood away. My breathing was loud as it escaped my lips, in large, quick clouds. I squatted on the ground and tried to steady my burning lungs. "Pike," I said, through shallow breaths. He looked down at me. "Where are the others?"
"Should be here," he said. "You're too fast for them."
He smirked, and I chuckled, clutching my stomach. I felt a cramp in my leg, so I stood up to stretch it out. I wasn't done running for the day. That had only been a warm-up. Pike looked around the dark forest, spinning in circles as he watched for the rest of the group. I bent down and picked up a handful of dirt, pressing it between my fingertips. I brought it to my nose. It smelled fresh and earthy, all too familiar to me. I let it spill between my fingers and drop back to the ground. "Someone was here not long ago," I said to Pike, noticing the light outline of a footprint in the dirt. "We shouldn't be far."
"Very good. You're right,"
Pike said, leaning up against the nearest tree trunk and looking down at his glowing watch. He shook his head, disappointed. He was upset for wasting time. It was draining quickly. My ears perked up when I heard the patter of feet on dirt. Branches cracked in the distance. Pike leaned over and pulled me to the ground. We squatted behind a thick, leafy bush. I could barely make out the figure in the darkness, but as he approached, I could see him stop in front of us, resting his hand on his knees to try and catch his breath.
"Damn Tia, how do you beat me every time?"
Cade asked, brushing his hair from his face. I smiled and stood up. "You shouldn't be so surprised," I said, glancing around the shadowy forest. Seconds later, two other figures emerged from the trees. Merly's glossy red hair shone brightly in the moonlight. Both she and Sim panted furiously. Sim opened her mouth, most likely to say something snarky, but Pike couldn't waste any more time. We gathered together in a tight circle. Our matching green jumpsuits were smudged with dirt.
"Follow the light," Pike mumbled.
I looked at him and frowned. "What light?" He didn't wait for me to finish my question.